The Lord be with you. Hear the good news of Jesus Christ according to John, the first chapter, beginning at the sixth verse. Glory. John tells us about the Word, what God says and accomplishes in creation. Now the Word enters creation, and a prophet appears to bear witness to this cosmic event in our midst. The reading of the Holy Gospel. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" And John said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of Christ. I speak to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. This is a wonderful week, for we're getting close to Christmas, and we're getting close in our preparations. I know in our household we made a fruitcake and froze it, so it'll be nice and tender and ready for cutting on Christmas. We did a lot of other things going on, getting ready with the Christmas gifts and so on. And preparation is happening all over the place as we get ready for Christmas. And it's a joyful time. It's a joyful time. We lit the third candle today, so we are reminded not just to be caught up in our own activity, but also to give to others. But it's a time of peace and happiness and expectation. Oh, there's a knock on my door. Hang on. "Hey, what is all this joy talk? What do you mean joyfulness? What's all that about? Come on, man. Joyfulness? We're in the middle of a pandemic. I can't even get to church and see everybody. You're having to use a false picture behind you just so people can remind themselves of what the church looked like. Come on, man. Stop all this joyfulness talk. Look, why are you being joyful?" "Oh, Jackal, get over yourself. I'm sort of not really visual today, but I still love you. And I'm here and I think there's some wonderful things going on." "Like what? What's wonderful?" "Well, I think I have to show you. I'm going to show you right now." "What are you going to show me?" "I'm going to show you what's the preparations that Jenny has done at the church. And I think we all should enjoy it. I'm hopeful that everybody is seeing this." "What is that? It's a manger. What's that about? I want to scare those animals. I want to bark at them and get them." "Jackal, get over yourself. Come on. This is a scene of joyfulness and symbolism. We symbolize that Jesus is for all people, whether you be poor and humble like the shepherd, or rich and powerful like the king. And all of the powerful people and all the colors of the nations of the earth, no matter what their creed or race, are here to worship and to receive the message of Jesus at this time of year. Yeah, then why do you have him coming as a baby? Why isn't he coming in there as a big, powerful guy? Come on, get with it. Oh, jackal, give it up. Look, the baby Jesus comes as a reminder to everybody that Christianity and the words of Jesus and the message and power and love of Jesus has to grow within us. That's part of the joyfulness that we celebrate this Sunday. We're celebrating with joy that we've made a place for Jesus in our hearts, and that we every year start again to remember that Jesus develops and grows within us. We learn more. We're not the same person as we were a year ago. And we regrow and rebirth ourselves every year, starting at this time, with the celebration of Jesus in the planet with us. The word and power of God has come among us, and we are seeing light. Oh, my heavens! I just thought this was a toy. You mean it's got all this meaning? Yes, it has all this meaning. Remember, we have to have big hearts and stick our neck out as Christians living in the world. All right. Okay. I guess I have to. I won't scare the sheep this year. Next year I'll do it. Well, next year you're going to be retired, aren't you? Well, I never retire. I just want to calm down a little. Oh, okay. Well, we're happy with that. And you know what? This is our last time of seeing all the folks in Agassiz, you know. Oh, well, that makes me kind of have jackal tears. Well, we'll always be around and in our hearts and in your hearts. And we always got to remember the message of love and hope and peace and forgiveness, but above all, joy, that we're alive doing the work of the Lord, because we are called to bring peace and we are called to bring love. Yeah, okay. Well, I still want a sheep dinner someday. Oh, jackal, give it up. Blessings to all. So, our friends came to see us today, but they're always going to be with us in our hearts. And I pray that we have joyfulness as we prepare ourselves for the coming and rebirthing of Jesus within us at this season. May our preparations move forward with love and care and peace. Amen.